So it's December 2012, here I am, France. I was hitchhiking until 2 in the morning last night. There's a lot of snow, as you can see. Sorry. Oh, these are nice trees, look at that. Very nice, all these things growing on it. There's another one, like ghost trees. Yeah. France is real beautiful. It's 25% of the country is forest. It's not like people think, it's like the Eiffel Tower only, and then, you know, the beaches and warm. No. It's real. It can be real cold. So here we're sleeping rough. I'm on my way to hitchhike and see some other YouTubers. And yeah, so the motorway is just behind there. Let's just see that through the there. There's the motorway, and you can hear the cars. And yeah, oh, beautiful country. Well, we have to be rough, you know, if you want to be. It was a bit cold though. So is the inside. I had a good sleep. And the French people are really great. It's one of the very few peoples in the world where the people is real solidary with the underdog. You know, the people, they're real solidary. They will never call up the police. Even the police are nice, you know. I talked with them for about an hour yesterday. They are, and I managed to interview a French minister of European affairs. It was by accident. Well, he was not the minister actually, but it was the I thought it was, but it was the senator the Alsatian senator of Strasbourg. And so all these guys were standing there with the French TV and asking questions. So I squeezed myself between all these guys with my little YouTube camera, and all these guys with the big cameras on their shoulders. So there I was standing, and when I finished questioning him or interviewing, suddenly, before I knew what I was saying, I said, "Excuse me, Mr. Minister, can I ask you another question in French?" So I asked him the question, "Well, what do you think he's going to do about the Swiss problem and the tax evasion and all that?" So I'm going to upload that as well. Yeah. So here I was, sleeping rough. I mean, YouTube is not only about like sitting behind your computer, but it is mostly about meeting people. I mean, one day they're gonna close the rabbit hole. And we have to meet people, we have to know each other, you know. It's a great means, thanks to the American First Amendment. American law by YouTube is bringing American law to Europe. Well, in Switzerland, like, there's no First Amendment, there's no liberty of speech. So there's only YouTube which brings that in Switzerland, and they're fighting very hard against it. So this is one of the good things of America. The First Amendment. Well, it's great, it's fabulous, and so is YouTube. So I'm not only sitting in front of my screen, I'm sleeping rough. There's a lot of snow here, and it's bleeding cold. Okay. I'll finish up with this nice tree here. Look at that. Nice. So this is my Bergen. The big one, I think it, you know, carries 120 liters. I've got my arches of my tent here outside. I made this especially because I don't want to have this inside with my dust bag, with my sleeping bag. I got the mattress outside because otherwise it gets all wet. The pegs are in here, you got my water bottle, and I've got the tent in here. That's magnificent with the Bergen, British Army. It's the best backpack, really. I got my tent in here. Otherwise, my sleeping bag gets wet in the inside. So all these things you need to put on the outside. So I slept here And it's very important if you do hiking to get the snow away where you're sleeping with a shovel. But I didn't want to take a shovel, that's an extra kilo. So with my hands and feet, because even through the ISO mattress, the body warmth makes the snow melt, and it all gets very, very wet. So take away most of it, like this here. Right? Give you some information about doing some hiking, so you don't stay all day behind the screen, right? Sipping coffee after coffee. Yeah. Actually, the ladies, like in the middle of the night on the petrol stations, they were real nice. The third last petrol station, they just came like, "You want to have a cup of coffee, sir, for free?" Saying like, "I don't like injustice, and where you gonna sleep?" Like another three petrol stations before that, "So, well, you can sleep here, no problem. You can sleep here, it's warm." Well, that was really nice. It was really heartwarming. I mean, that's France. That's the French people. They're real solidary, and then they really got good hearts. There might be some idiots around, you know, but even the idiots, they'll leave you alone here. Like, if there is, like, a God's elected people, I think the French come as near as can be. No other people does, you know, to my opinion. So, I say, vive la France. Vive la Révolution. So it was not a good idea, you know, to sleep like inside, even if it's warm. Because even if it is nice and you know, you get woken up all the time by just anybody walking past and there's light. So it's much better to be a bit cold and to have a good crash. Yeah. Okay, that's what I just wanted to add. So I say it again, vive la France, vive la Révolution. This is Will.
Hello, so, how you doing?
Will is a new age traveller from England.
Yep.
Now we got stuck in the mud, eh?
Quite severely stuck in the mud.
Yeah, this is home, isn't it lovely? Yeah. A wood stove in it. The dog.
Stash.
That's me, the tent. Nice farmhouse. New age traveller from England. Yeah. Wow. Lovely, isn't it? The stove is made out of
Ford Transit.
Ford Transit. The wheels of a Ford Transit. Three wheels.
Yeah, three wheels and a brake drum.
Like paradise.
Yeah. Well, stuck in the mud in France. Thankfully, like always, French people are amazing. And a French farmer is coming with a tractor. I'm going to give him a horse brass.
Yeah. So we'll have a look at the... So this one is sunk in.
Yeah, totally sunk in.
Yeah. This one too.
Yeah.
It's a rear traction.
Yeah.
This one is even worse. You can hear the tractor coming. I just went and get the tractor, and this is really,
really stuck.
Really stuck in. It's like the First World War stuff here. So you know.
Shouldn't have trenches. Taken this turning.
We made four trenches here. So here's the tractor coming. Is it there? Listen up, we can hear it.
More and more.
It's the French resistance coming.
Yeah.
Or the assistance.
So coming around the corner any minute.
Here's
now.
Will's dog.
Splash.
A doggy doggy.
Oh, there's definitely a tractor coming.
There's the French resistance. Vive la France!
Yeah.
La 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 la.
That is a tractor.
La 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 la.
Amazing.
Here we go. There he is. Wow, nice. Yeah. Try the engine. Engine. Attendez.
Currently, I have a pizza developing on the screen, and what might come out in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's like YouTube, like uploading. It's just another 60 minutes for uploading or...
Downloading a real-life pizza, apparently. Will it happen?
Is this America or...
The JPEG looks good.
So this is France, yeah?
Yeah. So France is pizza robot.
Well, possibilities.
Everything else in France is shut, but the pizza robot is open.
It looks like an oven, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You never seen a thing like this before then?
Never. No. Never seen one.
You probably never want to see one again after you ate it.
I've seen a risotto machine in Italy. It was also sold beer, was quite nice. But this is a first for me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Iveco trucks.
Yeah. Pizza faite à l'ancienne, old-fashioned pizzas. So I made it to Brittany in France and met some real solidary people. And they just said, after only 5 minutes, they said, well, we give you the key or we open the door to the mayor's office or the garden here, where you can sleep. So I don't know if you can see it all. I'm here in a sort of middle-aged thing here. It's my backpack. So I slept here, some middle-aged walls here. It was real nice people. That's France. I love France. Yeah, some very old stuff, old shoes. It's my tent, that's where I slept. Okay, that's great. That's what life is about. Solidarity. So in this little village, what was it, Saint-Brie-Gogle or something like that, the guy from this cafe here, he opened the door of the mayor's office. In this paranoid world, you know, of all security, this and that, you know, these guys just opened the door. So and this is the mayor's office. In Switzerland? Well, forget it. They only call up the police for nothing. I lie some shit together, you know. So, the Swiss always get annoyed about just little things. And these people get happy about little things. That's the difference. If there are any lizards, they're in Switzerland. Cold-hearted, you know, and all that. So this is December 2012 in Brittany, France. 8:30 in the morning. I've been here since last evening, 6 o'clock, but it was dark. Well, let's see how it gets today. The sun is rising. I hope it goes better. So I'm going to Saint-Malo, Mont-Saint-Michel, Omaha Beach. So this is Sword D-Day, Normandy landing. I just got here and just put up my tent here. I don't know where to put it else. It's all beaches here. I don't want to put it in the sand, you know. There's a ship. Whoa. I left the flying trader today, flying trader one. Probably flew back to England. Great guy. And so this is Sword D-Day landing. Yeah. Can hear the sea. Was kind of cold this morning. There's the sea. Normandy. This is Sword Beach. There's Omaha Beach, probably somewhere there. So it's very cold. A bit windy as well. It says June 6th at 6 o'clock in the morning, as flying traders told me. Told us. Your oldest man, I'll, you know, just die for nothing. Yeah, special forces, four commando, French commandos. More commandos. It says on 666, all these guys died of on. 177 guys of four commandos. So they're special forces. The SES came partly out of this here. And, well, that's what I told you. These were the best, the most intelligent, the strongest, the most beautiful, most handsome man. And they have to die first. The other ones who work in the military industrial complex, well, they can stay. They're nice. They are workers. They don't think, you know. So the enemy within, they want to raise a human race of slaves, of the sheeple. Or we can also call them the sleeple. Yeah? No, okay. Well, that was my sleeple tent. So don't you trust all those generals and politicians, because these generals, they say, well, you go and attack this and this and you trust them. But they're all a bunch of Freemasons and pharaohs and maybe something else as well. So here's your grave. Look, here's your grave. What's my tent was standing here. So here's your grave. Look, it looks like a grave. So don't you trust the generals. The enemy is not the other soldier in another uniform. I mean, look at it now. Now we're all friends together with the crowds, you know. The enemy is the enemy within. The generals, our own politicians, the financial elite, the pharaohs, the Swiss. That's the enemy. Right? Shall I show you your grave again? Look, here's your grave. Well, go ahead. There's your grave. You don't even have to dig it, they do it for you. Look, I'm pulling up my finger. Look, they're all alone in the car. They don't, you know. And they must know that I am, is he stopping? Ah. So, it's almost getting night. I can just do this here. So, here's this here. The June the 6th. And this is a clock. It's very important. Symbolic again. It's almost like a sort of an obelisk. See? Not entirely, but we know they do sort of these sort of things. And it's pointing, you know, it's pointing at the six. This is a clock here. So it's pointing at the six. One, two, three, four, five. There it is, six. You see? And that means the 666 or D-Day was at the June the 6th at 6 o'clock. So it's this what that means, the 6. It's pointing at the 6. Here's the clock, yeah? Okay. And here we got the, I think it's the Centurion, the British Centurion tank. I'm almost sure, with the small cannon. And yeah, I think it's a Centurion. Oh, it says maybe. There it is, I don't know. The bull, nice. This is Switzerland. They have a Canton de Schwyz machine gun. You're dead. And always, oh, they call it the Churchill tank, wasn't it? Yeah, the Churchill tank. The Centurion came afterwards. Oh, there it is. Isn't that awful? Killing each other, you know? Killing each other at 666. Okay. Well. I suppose the position of the tank, you know, it has something together with the monument. They do things we have no idea. Yeah. So it's pointing at the six, right? So I'm not there yet. Still a way to go. So yeah, I'm standing there next to at the site where an enormous sacrifice has been taken place. Look, they have a lot of place. But don't you think they'll take me, yeah? It's getting dark. It's very cold. They've got loads of place. Look, we've got lots of places. They don't even smile, nothing, you know? And, the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice has been done here. And they don't even take you, with the car. Come on, look at them. Look at them. So why? Sacrifice yourself. Why? I mean, sad, isn't it? Very sad. I mean, if they look at me gear, they know perfectly well I'm going to Omaha Beach. Look at it. But I'm not from here. I mean, they don't even take hitchhiking. So why? This enormous sacrifice, Well, I mean, there are some good people who take me, otherwise I wouldn't be hitchhiking. But I have to wait for like a couple of hundred cars. Look, there's another one. Look at them. I got loads of place in the back. Look. Look at them. Hear how windy it is on Omaha Beach. And I was sleeping out last night and it's hard to film, it's wet. I'm sitting in a sort of bus stop, I don't know where it is. Yeah. So trying to find the German cemetery. It's funny, the wind is going towards the sea. It's probably very cold in the east, like in Alsace or Germany. So then the wind goes from where it's cold to where it's warm. No, usually it's the other way around. Okay, never mind.